Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich in honor of the old daf Magide shiur.
Today's daf is Gittin daf Ayin Aleph, and we are on Ayin Mabez. We'll start by the two dots. Just 2 points from yesterday. Number one, from Ahmed Aleph, I forgot to mention, we were talking a lot about proper eating ethic and etiquette and the Rambam. You have to eat, leave a certain amount of our stomach empty. We shouldn't overeat. Just good to glance if one has never seen it. The Rabbeinu Bachai in the Kisrei Rabbeinu Bachai is printed as a whole ma'amar, sefer called Shulchan Shel Arba, where he talks all about halachos of eating and mitzvos that we do at the table. And he quotes, there's so many mitzvos and opportunities that we have when we eat. He says, "Kama mu'atim b'nei aliyah ha'ochlim l'kiyam gufam l'chvod konam." How few of us, Rabbeinu Bachai writes, he was a Talmud and close with the Ramban, how few are there of us that eat properly, right? We just eat because we're hungry and we want to feel good about ourselves. How many of us eat l'shem shamayim? How many of us eat for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is at the beginning when he talks about why he wrote the Sefer. Hinei shara'isi kain, because I saw this, nisa'ani libi ani ha'aluv nivzet tola'at, right, niv'ar mikol das, lichtov bazeh b'ksara sefer, v'lichlo bo'im re'shefer, liosam mizuman b'yad kaladam ha'shulchano. So if you ever need a vart, if you ever need a sefer at the side of the table, here it is, Shulchan Shel Arba. Kiyoshivu limino, v'haya imo v'kara bo, kol mashin eschaye b'mezono. And if you could use the muzzle of my sefer while you're eating, muftach lo lios b'madregas chasidim ashlemi b'vidoseim halochamim milchamos Hashem v'negdu kol tavoseim u'bavor ki enyani ha-shulchan v'chiyuvav sifsai sifasai tava karasi b'shem ha-sefer shulchan shel arba v'zel ha-kama tamim. And he goes through all the reasons why he called it shulchan shel arba. Man is made up of four yesodos, and therefore it's the shulchan of man who has for yesodos, nitzavinu l'skadesh ala shulchan v'dala kedushos, v'skadishtem ilamayim yishonim, v'yisim kedoshim ilamayim achronim. Right, the Gemara that talks about the different ways we're mekadish ourselves. Mipnei sha'asefer azeh chalaktiv l'dalet sha'arim, k'neged dalet bracha shal brachas ha'mazon, v'arvi, sha'ashol, mipnei ha'shulchan ha'shalem ha'shalafnei Hashem, hein arba ma'alos ha'elyonos. And he talks about four levels of spirituality that we can reach through eating properly. And he goes through, just to mention, the four sha'arim of the Sefer. Again, it's about 50 pages, but he has Musar in there, he has Halacha in there, all the Shulchan Aruch has many simanim. He doesn't go through Hilchas Brachos in depth, but he goes through the Gemara in Bamitziah, B'shlosha Dvarim Adam Nikar, B'kiso, B'koso, B'kaso, the Gemara in Mesechas Gittin, he quotes our Gemara from yesterday, Su'udas Hana'ascha Mishok Yadcha Mimena. If you really like something, don't eat all of it. Pshol yatcha imenu. And he quotes, V'yadavar yadua mishagavar yirat Hashem b'libo, ufachdo l'negre enav, yimas v'yavdil b'tanugu ya'olam. It shouldn't be a goal of our life. Rav Shlomo Zalman once wrote in one of his svarim, it's harder to bench properly than to say Shmona Esrei properly. And if I think Shmona Esrei is much longer, we have to have kavana, he said it's much harder to bench properly. Because in shul, in Shmona Esrei, we're davening with everybody, we're in the middle of, we know what we're doing, we know what the focus is. Benching, we're in our house, we're at the table, there's a lot of other things going on, you know, we're not focusing. So, you know, that's just our challenge. We have to make sure that we remember that Rav Shlomo Zalman every time we're about to bench. And just getting back to what I mentioned before, the four sharim, Shir, first one is Bebir HaBrachos. He goes into more the Hashkafa of Brachos, HaMechuyavos al Adam Levarech al HaShulchan. Vishar Chiyuvei HaShulchan. Number two, Bir Echus HaAchila, Maihi. Vishayachavin Baha Adam al Tachlas HaRa'ui HaMavukash Bimanu. Number one is Brachos. Number two is just eating. Number three, Bebir HaMusr V'derach Eretz. Chayef Adam L'Snaig Bo al Shulchano. And number four, Bebir HaSuda Musukenis L'Sadikim L'Asu Lavo. Right, how does ours relate to the future? Anyway, that's the Shulchan Shel Arba that I didn't get to mention yesterday. Number one, that was from Ahmed Aleph. Number two, Ahmed Beis, I just wanted to mention the Machlokas Rishonim that the Rashba quotes. Yesterday we discussed whether Rachmana L'Slan, somebody's at the end of their life and they are going to die, they have Ra'u, Maguya, Otsalav, in all these cases, whether they can give a get or not, and the Maskana was that they are considered alive, but Sofalamus. And therefore, Adam can be made on them to allow their wives to remarry, even though at the moment that they're alive. The Rashi here has two days about a goses. A goses, we know, has the status of being alive, But we had earlier, Rov Goses in Lamisa, right? We had the difference in the Mishnah, in the third parak, I think, between Chole and Goses. If a Chole sends a Ged, you could assume that he's still alive. If a Goses sends a Ged, you have to assume that maybe he's not alive anymore. But what if a Goses gives it Sivui, and then you see he's still a Goses, but you give the Ged? Is that a problem? Right? Yesterday, we didn't speak about Goses literally, unless you say that's what it means, of that their simanim were cut. But the Rashba here quotes a machlokas rishonim. He quotes Rabbi Yoel Mibuna, de kemesu chashuv, a Goses. V'yafal pisha daitom yusheves alav, udvarav mechuvanin behiv eino yachal legarish. A Goses cannot divorce his wife. And this is when a person might want to divorce their wife because they see they're about to die. They don't want their wife to fall to Yibum, right? They only have a 2-year-old brother, or just rather their wife be a Grusha. Rabbi Yoel Mibuna says when somebody's a Goses, it's too late. Unbelievable, because we know certain halachas, a Goses is kemes, but we generally assume kechai l'chol dvar. This is a huge chiddush, but that's what he says. V'yavah b'shashaninu, ha-Goses haru kechai l'chol dvarav, nochel u-manchil, zokik li'ibam, patam and li'ibam, haino dafka b'bili da'asi me'mela, aval gito u-matanaso, demikoach diburo v'daito ninu, lo. He's alive regarding things that are out of his control, but things that he does, he can't do anything constructive at this moment. Midaito says the Yoel Mibuna, and therefore he wouldn't be able to give a get. But the Rashba says that's not what we Rov Rishonim say. Aval Harib Aliatosis Kasav de Goses Kechayu L'Chol Dvarav Ubishadaitum Yusheves Alav Yachol Ladaber Matanaso Matana Vegito Get Gamur. He says, why wouldn't you say that? Midamar Shmuel Hacha. And what does it say in our Gemara? Shachat Bo Shnayim or Rov Shnayim. Well, that's not a Goses. That's a bigger Goses than I ever saw. He says, Ein lecha Goses, Gadol Mizeh. V'tvei Adif mi Goses. It's Adif. He says, sometimes a Goses, the miyot of Gosesin are going to live. Rov Gosesin, Lamisa. But a miyot are going to live. Somebody has their simanim cut, and they're not living at all. That's Vada. They're worse than a Goses. And yet, our Gemara says they could divorce. They could divorce their wives. Alma batanasa matana. Di lo lo adif amiraso lugavoa amiraso lahedyo. He continues, and he quotes his Rabbi Yochanan al Shita, and that is what the Rashba seems to support as well. That Rechon al-San, a Goses, is a terrible situation, but it is, a person can divorce. But it's a machlok as we've shown it. Okay.
Close is right. Immediate
Geneva Yotze Bakolar. So that's not Goses. Goses is something physical. That is, they're on their way out, and like we discussed before, we assume that there's not going to be, once they're being let out, they're not going to be brought back in. But either way, there it's a question of his das. If it's Tirif Hadas, right, that's Mitzav Machmas Misa. Right, we've had different concepts over the past couple of months. We've had Goses today. We have Mitzav Machmas Misa, which is he's healthy, but he's being let out to die. He knows he's going to die soon. And we've had Shchiv Mira, which is not a Goses, but it's also not Mitzav Machmas Misa. He's sick. He's sick. He feels like he's going to die soon, but he's not at the stage of a Goses. But so those are different concepts. But you're right. It has to be a time like the cases of Geneva that we've had already a number of times. It has to be pretty soon, but not. Not in the next few seconds, but he's on his way. Okay. Also, just to mention that last Tosfos, just to reiterate, where the Gemara talks about how if somebody kills Bishogeg, and there are some other options that might have, external factors that might have contributed, so they do not go to the Ir Miklat, right? If it was outside, maybe he contributed to his own death, maybe the wind had a hand in it, but we pointed out that Tosfos here and the Rashba elsewhere says that does not apply to Ritzicha B'mezid. Right? We even have it in the Torah. We remember the case of the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim. Right? We put him away until we see if the person gets better or not. And if he dies from his wounds, so then, talking about the Eved case, right? If he dies from his wounds, so then he's going to get punished. Right, because Misa, Ritzicha, B'mezid is different than Ritzicha B'shokeg. The Mechayiv of Galus is clearly different than the Mechayiv of Mezid. There's more flexibility when it comes to the Mechayiv of Mezid in order to be Mechayiv in Misa. Right? So it's Tosas Ha'ara on our Sukkah. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara two dots. Nishtatek v'amrulo nichtov ged l'ishtacha, the case where a person becomes a Shota, or becomes a, sorry, Dishtate becomes a mute. We ask him, and we ask him, three questions, and he says yes, he says no, he gives all the, he motions to give all the right answers, so then we give the get. Said the Gemara, "Avalechus do mashichya de lav lav nakte inam mashichya de hein hein nakte." Maybe he has some type of tick, we might call it, that he's just moving his head in the direction of yes or the direction of no. So he asks him three questions, and we see if he says yes. Maybe he just has a movement. He has having a seizure type of movement that he's just moving in that direction. How do you know that's a real reflection of das, of yishava das? Amrav Yosef ben Yomi, Amrav Nachman, di amrina le b'seirugin. You don't ask him right away, straight, 1, 2, 3. You ask him b'seirugin. Rashi says you wait between the harchana and the she'ela. You wait a little while. So you see if he does it in the middle, right, he just so happens that he happens to do it every hour. Once an hour, every 45 minutes, so you wait in between, so it's clear. But what do you mean? So maybe he has a tick once an hour. No, you ask him without a pattern. Right? Just ask him some yes questions, some no questions. So it's impossible that a person has that type of movement where he's going to answer all the questions correctly, and just go 2, 1, 1, 2. The Rishonim discuss, is this literally? You have to do 2, 1, 2, 1 in opposite, or this is just an example? Look at the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't seem like you have to ask him 6 questions. No, it just means you ask him a couple of questions that you alternate between yeses and noes, how they should move their head, just not in any specific order. Tana Dver Bishmal Tana, different shot. Omrim lo dvarim shayimosachama b'yimosakshamim, b'shayimosakshamim b'yimosachama. Right, you ask him about various seasons and the opposite seasons. You ask him in the winter, you want a blanket? You ask him in the summer, you want a light sheet? Right, you ask him these, and he has to make sense out of it. Right, it's not just yes or simple yes or no questions. My news, it says the Gemara, 1 minute. What are the examples of this? Ilema gluf kare visadini. Is it a gluf kare, a coat? Rashi says kota balaz visadine, or a sheet in the or the when he's hot lechash doma kura achde inami chama achde. That doesn't really show, because let's say it's the winter, but maybe all of a sudden he's very hot. You know, sometimes it could be the winter and somebody can be very hot. They could get a fever. Or it could be the summer and somebody could get a chill. So how is that a raya? So maybe it is true, but they have a feeling that they want the opposite. So ela bepeire, you're right. No, you ask about the fruit. You ask about the fruits that are in season. Fruits that are in season, and he has to give the correct answers regarding the fruits that are in season. Which itself is an interesting halacha l'maaseh discussion about making shechianos on fruits that are in season. Many of us that grew up in Chutz La'aretz didn't really make the bracha of shechianu ever on fruits that are in season, because in many places in Chutz La'aretz, you could get any fruit any time of the year. So if you could always get it, so then you're not going to make a shechianu. Here in Eretz Yisrael, you know, it's harder to get certain fruits at certain times, and you really feel the seasons more. So then already you get into the halachas of shechianu if you haven't had a fruit and since the last season that this fruit was in season, so then shechianus would come up. But that's the Gemara here. Peire, fruit have different seasons that they are prepared and ready to eat in. Period. Amar of Kahana Maraf, top line. Chereish sheyachol odaber bitoch haksav. What if somebody has a mute? Cheresh usually means a deaf mute in Chazal, but here let's say it means a mute, because the only thing he can't do is talk. Cheresh sheyachol odaber bitoch haksav, but he could write. Rashi says on the second line, Shahaya pikeach kishakansa, the kiddush of kiddush gemurin. Discussion of the Rishonim, we're going to go with Rashi's pshat. He was fully married. He was a regular, healthy individual when he got married, so it's a marriage midaraisa. All of a sudden, he loses his power of speech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge of the power of speech, as we know, from Parsha Shmos, and we know from Tehillim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his power of speech. But he can be right. So, Cheresh Yochol Adabri B'toch HaKsav, Kosvin V'nos Nigella Ishto. He can write and give a get to his wife. Give a get to his wife. What's the Chiddush? The Pnei Yeshua adds, even without the check, you don't have to do the questions that are asked in the Mishnah about somebody who is, the language of the Mishnah, which was nishtatek va'amrulo, nichtov ged le'ishtecha. So there, that is just somebody who, well, we don't know, right? We don't know. He didn't even write a get, right? There, we want to know if he should want us to write a get for his wife. Here, he writes a get. So, says the Pnei Yeshua, we assume that he is totally fine. That is the chiddush. Ve'afilu b'dika lo boy, de lo domi l'nishtatek demastisan, d'shani yacha, kibesh yachol adabri b'toch haksav, haru kupikeh gomor, vein sarach l'botko yoser. And he thinks that's what the Rambam says as well, that that's the chiddush of Rav. You don't even have to check in this in this case. So Amar Rav Yosef, my kamashma lan tanina. But isn't that similar to what the Mishnah says? Nishtatik va'amru lo nichtav gel le'ishtacha v'hirchin barosho, both could also shlosha pa'amim. Im amr alav lav al hein hein harei lo yichtu v'yitnu. So according to the Bnei Yeshua, you have to say it's a more flexible kind of similarity. Right? You might say, what do you mean? The Chiddush of the Rav is that you don't even have to check in this case. Bnei Yeshua also has to read the Gemara. So he goes through it. It's a long piece. But the Gemara is comparing it on a little more flexible level. So we know that if we can assume that this guy has das, so then he can divorce his wife. So what's the Chiddush? So Amalei Rabbi Zeira, Ilem Ka'amrit. What, you're asking me about a mute? Shiny Ilem. No, it's different, because you have different categories of individuals. Titania, Medaber Veino Shomea Zeo Cheresh. Somebody could talk out here is called Cheresh Deaf. Shomea Veino Medaber Zeo Ilem. Zev Zeh Harehe Kepitchen L'chol Devrayim. Both of these individuals are considered Pikeach L'chol Davar. So the Pnei Yeshua might say that's the Chiddush. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. This is not Nishtatik in the Gemara where it might be both a deaf mute, and therefore it's considered a Labar Das unless we know otherwise, unless we do the check. Here it's one or the other, and therefore that would be believed. How do you know that these are the proper terms to use for these individuals? Dechsiv va'ani kecheresh lo eshma. Davan HaMelech. So you see, cheresh is deaf. Uke'ilem lo yiftach piv. Number one. Viba yaseima, or not based on psukim, but just based on what people say. Kita amri inshi ishtakil milule. His power of speech has been taken. So that's like from the word ilam. You have the aleph and the lamid from the ishtakil and the mem at the beginning of milule. That's like the word ilam. Period. Stop there for a moment. There's a big discussion in many areas of halacha. We're going to get to one major one, Beth Shem, in the next line of the Gemara. But before we get there, when is ksiva considered amira, and when is it not? Right, that's what this Gemara is about. If somebody writes and gives a get to their wife, they didn't say a word. So when is ksiva considered amira? And what's usually quoted first is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. At least one of the things that is quoted. Rabbi Akiva Eiger in the Tshuvas, the Simen Chavtes, he has a letter. The Simen Chavtes is a letter from his uncle, Hagon Rabbi Wolf Eiger. And then Simen Lamed is where he answers the Shaila. But Rabbi Wolf Eiger discusses what happens if somebody writes Sfiras HaOmer. Right, they're writing a letter during Sfira, and they write on the top of the letter as they're addressing. They didn't have an Ma'ariv yet, and they write, Hayom, Yom, whatever, La'omer. So is that called counting? Because could they count now with a bracha? Were they already Yotze? Do you say Ksivas Kedibur Lagabi Sfira Sa'omer? That's the question. So Rolf Eger says, Avinu Yamatav L'Rabbanan, I made a party for my nephew, Ben Achoti, is getting married, and we had all the Rabbanan there, and we were shmoozing, and we were learning Torah. And at the time, I asked him about this Chiddush. So they were at the parties, they were learning Torah. So he says, I asked him about this Chiddush, Im Yatza Bazei, De Sfiras HaOmer, Ki Yatza Mechadash, Mitachas Michbei Shatfus, I saw a new Sefer that came out called the Be'er Heitev. Okay, we know the Be'er Heitev. Imeshal Avram, and he quotes there from different Tshuvas Svarim about this issue. He quotes from the Tshuvas Shev Yaakov, the Kol Zman Shelo Hotzi. He says, well, if you compare it to Hilchas Shavua, what if you write a Shavua? I swear to you, but I write that. Does that work? So the Shev Yaakov says, that's not called a Shavua. And he brings the Chavilos Rayos. He brings bundles of proofs that writing for Hilchas Shavua does not count. And he says, I would think the same thing is for Sfiras HaOmer. It's a mitzvah of Dibur. It's a mitzvah you have to count. The Ein Lomar. And don't say, the shiny Shvua, the Levati Bisvasayim Ksiv, Savarazak Loti Mipiv. Says, I don't think so. The Onir Alibi Pshitus, Le'inyan Sfiras HaOmer, the Sibbe Usfartem. You have to count. You want to tell me, Vissafarta by Nid and Zava, they don't have to count. Right, we know that? He says, no, that's different. Right, Tosfos quotes the difference in Maseches Ksubis, but he says, I think Benito Nidan, Bekosev Yimesir Kavakach Laomer, Lo Yasi Dechavaso, Betzorach Lachzar, Velispar Bebracha. You got to count with a bracha again. Then he quotes other Achronim, but then the next Shuvah, Giveger, goes through other areas. What about Bittel Chametz? Bittel Chametz, that's believe, right? What if you write your Bittel instead of saying your Bittel? So you find this in many areas of halacha. Where does the Shulchan Aruch talk about this? Berachas HaTorah. in Or HaChaim, in the Mem Vav, Mem Zayin, right, do you have to say Brech Tzor before you write? Before I think Torah, Machlokas Mechaber, and the Gra. Mechaber says you could think about Torah without saying Brech HaTorah. And the Gra says, Chas V'Shalom! You have to make Brech Tzor before you think. You have to control yourself. What about Ksiva? So the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. Right, you have to say it. There's a difference between Machshava and Ksiva. Ksiva is more tangible. So, if many areas of halacha, you have the question about ksiva kidibur or not, and here is the question about sibli haget. So now the Gemara goes into the next context, which we touched on in the past, but it's right here in the Gemara, so we have to get into it again. Amar Rabbi Zeira, ikashali akashali, if you want a kasha on Rav Kahana Amarav, so I'll ask you the following question, right? What did Rav Kahana Amarav say? That was the top line, that a cheresh could write and give a ksuba to his wife. So, a get. Titanya imlo yagid. What's the context? Beginning of Vayikra. The Aveira of Shvuas Ha'edus. I know testimony on someone's behalf. If I swear that I don't know testimony and it causes him financial loss, so I'm going to have to bring a Shvuas Ha'edus, which is a carbon olav yored, a special type of carbon chantas. So, only if you could have testified on their behalf and you denied it. That's when you're chayav the karban. Prat excluding le'ilim sheni yochel lahagin. An ilim cannot be chayav that karban, a mute, because he can't give testimony. So he's not causing a loss because he couldn't have given anyway. So says the Gemara Amai, why can't an ilim give hayochel lahagin mitoch aksaf? Just like Rav Kahana Amarav says a person could, if he's mute, he could write and give a get to his wife. So when a person is mute, he should be able to give testimony through writing it. What's the difference? Amalei Abaya. Edus kamrit, shiny edus. The Rachmana Amar, mipi avalo mipi ksavam. The Torah says, from the mouths of the Edim and not from the mouths of, not from the writing of the Edim. Mipi avalo mipi ksavam. That line appears two places in Shas. Right here and Yivam Islam at Aleph. Those are the two places. Let's go in order. First, let's talk about the Karban Shvuas Edus that we know is here in Vayikra. It is a unique type of carbon chatas. It's an olav yored. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses it in mitzvah kuf chav beis, right at the beginning. That is the mitzvah, the Chinuch discusses this, in the mitzvah of giving testimony. Kuf chav beis. There's no separate carbon, shvuas ha'edus, right? It's part of olav yored, right? It's part of that general carbon. Just like chatas, we don't count separate carbon as chatas for every avera that's chayav a carbon chatas. Right, there isn't 36, or however many there are, chatos. You count carbon chatos, but you count if there's an aveira. So here, there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to give testimony. It is very interesting and unusual that the mitzvah of testimony is formulated in such a backhanded way. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, give testimony on people's behalf. It just says, im lo yagid, v'nasa avono. If you don't give testimony, so then it's gonna be sinful for you, right? So, bichlalav atashomeahein. Why is it formulated in such a backhanded way? Just say, give testimony on behalf of your brethren. The Aznayim HaTorah, Rav Sarutskin here says, maybe the Torah is acknowledging, yes, it's an obligation, but by not saying it in a language of obligation, the Torah is acknowledging how hard this is. Because after all, you're a third party. What are you getting involved in other people's disputes? Reuben and Shimon having an argument, so I don't want Shimon to be angry at me. What am I going to get involved in this? Yarda Torah l'sof daito shal adam. Ad kama kashe alav lehis arev alirv lo lo. Right, who wants to get involved in somebody else's arguments? La ha'id l'tovas ha'echad ul'ra'as ha'sheni. Shemin astam yir defenu ba'adzeh. V'achshash hazeh anu mosib b'divrei chazal. We find that Edom are going to run away. They're not going to want to testify. And therefore, k'dei lezareis es ha'ed l'ha'id nitna Torah rishus l'tovea l'ashbia oso. Well, on the tovea side of things, the Torah gives him a right to be mashbia, to allow him to cause the other guy to take a shvua because of this worry. But u'mipnei sho'ed hazeh nimsa ben ha'patish v'ha'sadan. Right, what we would say, he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. Right, between the hammer and the anvil. V'oilo im yomar, v'oilo im lo yomar. He's stuck. That's why it's not formulated as a chiyuv, and that's why it's an olav yored. It's not just a chatas that you have to bring, no matter how much you have in your bank account. It's even if you did it b'mezid. Right? All of these uniquenesses. Right, one of the few karbanos that one can bring, even if you violated b'mezid. Right, that is the About Eidus. There is an interesting question, though, in the Gemara discusses it. We're at the beginning of the sixth parak in Baba Kama. The Gemara says, what if I know testimony? I don't testify on his behalf, and therefore you lose money. So I lied. Let's say I took a shvua and I lied. So I'm chayv a karban. What if I didn't take a shvua? What if I just called you a loss? Am I chayv to pay you? So the answer is no. The Gemara says, chayv b'dinei shamayim. And the question is, why? Why only Dina Shemayim? It's Eidus. You caused him a loss. So, probably, the answer that most Rishonim give is that it's indirect. It's Grama. Grama b'nizakin is Pater. Right, it's you did something wrong, possibly, but it's only Grama, and Grama is not Chayiv in Nezek, the Meiri there says, in Baba Kama, you are in Mazek, Adaf Nun Vav. But if you look in the Ramban in the Kuntris Dina de Garmi, Ramban, we mentioned before, the Ramban wrote a whole separate Kuntris all about Nezek. And it goes from what's direct Hezek and what's indirect Hezek, Grama, and then what's in the middle, Garmi, which is somewhere in between. It's Machlok has been shown, and what exactly is Garmi versus Grama. But there, the Ramban discusses every case in Shas, fascinatingly, about why is this Garmi, why is this not Garmi. So there he discusses our case. If you don't testify, you are Pater. Why? Why are you not Chayef to pay? So says the Ramban. Fascinating. V'tayma demilsa. Sha'af hu eino chayev laha'ilo. There isn't a per se obligation to testify. Yeah, it's counted as a mitzvah. But conceptually, the chiyuv of Eidus is included in Gemilas Chesed. It's not the same as going over and smashing somebody's property. I know something for you, and I should, to do a Maisa Chesed, and the Torah demands Maisa Chesed. Bikur Cholim is not just voluntary, right? Hashavas Aveda is not just voluntary, right? Those are different. Daraisa Derabanan. But says the Ramban, Chayav Lahayid lo elam yidin gemilas chasadim, shechiva Torah Lahayid. V'im lo ratza l'kayim osa mitzvah, ein min hadin l'chayav o mamon. Right, it's not the same. He said it's not the same, for example, for the case of if I have vines that are spreading out over your Zra'im, and it's going to become Kilai HaKerem, and then I know about it, and I don't prevent them from going, and I don't stop them. So there already, that's more of a Maisa Hezek, in a way. V'hu Gorimo Isser. Aval Misha'ino Rotzelo Ha'id Patur, She'ino Lavchiyiv Mamon El Amiderak Emilas Chasadim. L'maze Dome, what is this like? L'misha'roa Kiso Shachaveiro Oved Ve'ino Matzilo. I see your wallet on the street, and I don't pick it up for you, and I leave it there, and then somebody else takes it. I'm a terrible guy. But you're gonna bring me to court for that? Because I could have saved it for you? O Misha'ino Rotze Litem Puta Misha'lola Ani. So it's amazing to take that view. Other Rishonim don't say that. We'll say, what are you talking about? This isn't chesed. This is an obligation that the Torah makes, that this is part of societal functioning. But that's the Ramban in the Kuntres Dina de Garmi. Okay, a lot there regarding Eidus. The other major issue here, okay, there are two or three issues here on Amud Aleph, Gittin Ayin Aleph, is of course the issue of Shtaros. And that is the question of the Rishonim. What do we do with this line of the Gemara? Here and in Yevamis, mi pi avalo mi pi ksavam, an aide has to give testimony through his mouth, but not through his writing. What about the principle of shtar? We know you can write a shtar. An eidus hachasumin al shtar. You don't have to go so far in Maseches Gittin to get to shtaris, right? Dav Gimel. Remember Reish Lakish? Eidim hachasumin al shtar, nasa kamisha nekre dusim abezdin. So how does shtar come together with mi pi avalo mi pi ksavam? So the ksos, you haven't mentioned the ksos, but the ksos catalogs the four deis. The Ksos in, if you look up the Ksos, he summarizes it all. Simen Chav Ches Ozvav. He quotes the four opinions in the Rishonim. We usually have it as three, because one or two are pretty similar. But the different days in the Rishonim, how do you answer this question? So if you look in the Rambam has the most extreme in a certain way. The Rambam says, you're right, Shtaros are Durabanan. Midaraisa, there's no Eidus Shebishtar. It's only Durabanan. Ask the Ramban on the Rambam. Ask everybody, what do you mean? What a get is only Durabanan. Kiddushi Shtar is only Drabanan. What are you talking about? So the answer that everybody gives, the Nesivus gives, and Reb Chaim gives, and others, no. We're talking about Shtare Raya, which are Eidus B'Shtar. That's Drabanan according to the Rambam. A Shtar Kinyan, that's based on the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, and that could be even Daraisa. Right, difference between Shtar Kinyan and Shtar Raya. That is number one. That's the Rambam Shita. The Rishonim, if you look in the Rabbeinu Tam says, well, all this Gemara is doing is excluding Elaim. It doesn't exclude someone who could give testimony with his mouth, but he chooses to write. Based on the principle of Rabbi Zeira, Kolaroi Labila Ein Bila Makemes, as long as you have the potential, so then you don't have to use that potential. If you don't have the potential, then it's a psul. Many different examples of the din of Rabbi Zeira in Shas and in the Rishonim, but that's Rabbeinu Tam. Mipievel Mibiksavim only excludes a mute. A mute cannot write his testimony. But if somebody can testify, then they're allowed to write their testimony. That's Rabbeinu Tam quoted in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph in the Tosfos there. Number two. Number three and four, though, are the more lumdish suggestions. They're all lumdish. But the lumdish suggestions, he quotes, the Ksos quotes the Ramban, who says, well, if it's written in a Nusach HaShtar, that's different than Eidus Shebishtar. What does that mean? If it's written in the Nusach HaShtar, it's just a question of how it's written? So the Ksos has this formulated as two different opinions, but maybe it's connected to the other idea. And that's the idea of Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Chaf and the Baal Amar there in Yevamos. That says there's a big difference between Eidus Shebishtar means to aid to testify that Reuven owes Shimon money. Okay, but that's not a shtar. A shtar is when the person who is obligating, his dasam is chayiv, is in the shtar. I owe. Reuven owes this. And the Edom sign on his dasam is chayiv, that's the definition of a shtar. What the Rambam Amar calls beautifully, mipik savam is the problem, mipik savo is not a problem. Mipik savo is a shtar. That's dasam is chayiv. And that's the chiddush of shtar. I read the language of the Baal Amar. The Baal Amar is in Yevamos Daf Tesem and Aleph. The Daf Arif. V'li nireh. Depirik hanachon kach. Mipik savamu. Shepasla idusam. Avu mipik savo lo. V'kol shtari halva. Umekach. Umemkar. Halove v'hamocher. Hu shemitzave es ha'edim. V'omar kisvu v'chismu. This is a concretization of the Das HaMischayiv. Because they command the edim to write it. V'chein begite nashim. V'ein ze mipik savam. Ela mipik savo. If you don't say this answer, akarto mashakasa b'kabbalah, the kasa b'sefer v'chasum v'ed edim, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, mikramali kasa b'torah, the kasa v'sefer krisus. You have to say that it's daraisa, right? So that's the Baal Amar and the Rash and Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Chaf and others. So that is mipivo mipiksavam. We have to have that conversation at least twice in Shas. We have it more than twice in Shas, but at least Ksubas Lamed Aleph. Yivam Islam and Aleph and Gin Ayin Aleph, those are the places where it comes up in the Gemara. Meisvei, so we go weiter. Says the Gemara, next question on Rav Kana Maravanta, Meisvei, Kashem Shabot Gnoso Legitin, Kapot Gnoso, just like you check him for Gitin, like our Mishnah said, says the Tosefta, so do you have to check him, Lumasos, Lumatanos, for business dealings, Ule Eduyos, for Edus, Uli Yerushos, and for Yerusha. So Ktani Mias Eduyos, it says you have to check him for Edus. What do you mean? You have to check him for Eidus? What do we assume that means? We assume that means the Eidus mitoch haksav. Right? But we just said that Eidus mitoch haksav doesn't work. You can't give Eidus mitoch haksav. But you see here that you could check him and he could give it. Amar Rav Yosef Rabban Yomi, Amar Rav Sheish says no. But Eidus Isha, the Akilu Barabanan. Eidus Isha is allowed. There are a lot of kulas. A lot of kulas by Eidus Isha. Look at the last Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. He discusses about the kulas for Eidus Isha. It's a davar that's efshar, that's going to be avidi legluye, right? Because the husband could walk in. Eidus Isha is a whole unique area, as we know from the last couple of prakim in Yevamos, where the standards are lowered for various reasons. Vaktani Yerushos, but it also says here Yerusha. So what is Yerusha? Doesn't that mean being made on a Yerusha? Also giving testimony? Amar Rabbi Yavo, no. Yerusha's b'no ha-bechor. It means you could be Yerusha, you can be mashveh, Rashi explains. You can be mashveh, the double portion that the firstborn is supposed to get, and you could say that I'm giving him like the others. Meaning it's impossible to say my firstborn should yarshin only one portion. That doesn't work because that's negative what the Torah says. But before a person dies, he can equalize. He can equalize. That's the Mishnah in Baba Basra. The Mishnah in Baba Basra tells us on Daf Kuf, Chav, Vav, Amabez, Ha'omer Ish Ploni, Bini Bechar Lo Yitop Ishnayim, Ish Ploni Bini Lo Yirashim Echav, Lo Omer Klum, Shamasa Mashkasa Batara. So that doesn't work. You want Yerusha not to work. But if somebody is hamachalik nechasav alpiv, he's giving out his property now. He's mitzaveh before he dies. Riba le'echad amia le'echad v'hishvel enes ha'bachar dvarav kayamin. Then that works. Person can give a gift. V'im amar mishum Yerusha lo amar klum. Right, that's the Mishnah in Babasa Kuf Chavav. So here too, if he's doing that, that's what we're talking about here. He's doing that, he's being mashveh, the Yerusha of a Bechar. So Ktani, so that's why it's not about Edus either. There's a lot to say about Bechar, but first let's try to move and then maybe we'll come back. Ktani Miyos, what about the other line in the Tosefta? L'masos u'lamatanos. For Masa Umatan, we check him out. So my Lavla Alma, doesn't that mean testifying for others Masa Umatan? And therefore, that would show that he can give right testimony. Lo, lididei. No, it means his own business dealings. Nothing to do with Edus. We just make sure that he knows what he's doing. Period. Meisvei, cheresh, lo holchubo, achar remizosa, v'achar kvitzosa, v'achar ksavyado. A cheresh, we don't follow his hints or his jumping source ksavyad. Elabimetaltalin, avalola gittin. We don't trust him by gittin. So, beferish, kasha, on Rav Kahana Marav. So how could he say up above that we do trust him, his writings? Here it says that we don't trust his writings. So Tiyuf Rashi says, Tiyuf to the Rav Kahana. So the Gemara answers, Tanoihi. Really, it's a machlokas Tanoim, whether a person in this state would be able to write the get for his wife. Ditanya, the Brisa says, Amr, Shemangam Leo, Bamedvar Mamurim, Bechairish Meikaro. When do we say that you don't allow him by get where he was always a Chairish? Cheresh Meikaro, right? That he doesn't have a ksav yad of das that we could compare it to, that we could see whether he has really, he still has his senses. Aval pikech v'nischaresh. But if he was a pikech, and now he is nischaresh, who kosev v'hein chosmin? So that's where Rav Kahana Marav, right? It works. As long as he used to be. That's exactly the case that Rav Kahana Marav was talking about. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Cheresh Meikaro, lo. If somebody was always a cheresh, we would not allow it. But if he was always a cheresh, he's not really married. The Cheresh Meikara lo, Kishem Shekonsa Beremiza, Kakmosiya Beremiza. Remember the Mishnah Yevamis? If somebody was always a Cheresh, so then he's only married on a rabbinic level. So he should be able to be divorced on a rabbinic level. He's not, doesn't have to break something so strong. So the Gemara says, Ibe Ishto Achinami. You're right. If we're just talking about a Cheresh and a rabbinic marriage, so then you're right, he could go out easily. Hacha, B'mayaskinan B'yavimto. Here it's a problem though, because here we're talking about a Yibum case. What's the case as follows? B'yavimto miman. Who is, what level of marriage was his brother's marriage? Ilema denafla beimei achav cheresh. So if his brother was also a cheresh, so then kishem sheknisasa beremiza, achizyasa beremiza. That it should all be good. It's all rabbinic. Everything. So what would be the problem? So el denafla leimei achav pikeach. No, the problem was that his brother's marriage was a doraisa marriage. So now he has to do yibam on a doraisa level. Because he's his brother's brother on a deraisa level, he has to do yibam, but he's only a cheresh. So that's the problem in terms of, he could do yibam, yibam's a physical act, but then to be megaresh after that, so that's trying to break a deraisa marriage, and that's no good. Or, that's one answer, which we'll see, will be the answer accepted, lamaskana. But first the Gemara tries to get into a different answer first. V'iba yisem alaholam denafel le'me'achev cheresh. Maybe it's all rabbinic. It's all a rabbinic marriage. Even his brother's marriage was cheresh. So why wouldn't we allow the gerushin? If it's all rabbinic, v'gzera achiv cheresh atu achiv pikeach. We make a gzera if you allow this person to divorce his yevimto, to divorce in a case where it's all rabbinic, so we might get confused and divorce in the case where his brother was daraisa married. So where it says yachi ishtonami. So why aren't we goes there in every case? In every case, in our Mishnah's case. Bigozer atu yavam ach pikeach, right? Bigozer mishum that case. Says the Gemara, yivimto biyivimto michlafa, ishto biyivimto lo michlafa. We're not worried about a case where it's just a regular marriage with no yibam involved. You're not going to get confused with a yibam case. One yibam case might get confused with another yibam case. And that's why we're gozer there. Says the Gemara, mi gazrin cheresh atu pikeach. Do we really make such a gzera of cheresh atu pikeach, meaning in our case of yibam? But not. But didn't we learn in the Mishnah Maseches Yevamis? Shnei achim cherishin. Nisuin shtei achios pikchos. O shtei achios chereshos. O shtei achios achas pikachas achas chereshes. In all these cases, you have rabbinic marriages, right? In all of them, it's two brothers marrying two sisters. V'chein shtei achios chereshos. Nisuos l'shnei achim pikchim. Two chereshos sisters are married to two healthy brothers. O l'shnei achim chereshin. O l'shnei achim echad pikeach v'echad cheresh. In all of these cases, what is the halacha? If one of them dies, then mida oraisa. Usually, what do you say? Usually, Yibum is a mitzvah, and the only Isser that Yibum is doche, and allowed to be doche, is Eishes Ach. Here, it's a problem. It's Achos Isha. Right here, it's all sisters. So, Hari Elu, Peturas, Menachalisa, Mena Yibum. In all these cases, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, because of the situation. Vim Hayu Nachrios, but if they would not be related to each other, Yikansu. They could get married, Vimratzalotzion, Yotziyu. And if they want a divorce afterwards, they can. So you see, we're not gozer. Mishum, the case of, because these are all rabbinic marriages, we're not gozer, up to the case of a real Yavam Pikeach. El Mechaverta Kalashinin Meikara. Okay, you're right. Fine, go back to the first answer that we said, that the cases where it's talking about, it's Mamish talking about a case of Yavam Pikeach. Period. Let's try to get up to the Mishnah, and then we'll, and then maybe we'll go back to Bachar. Oh, just one other Hara. We know, talking about two brothers marrying two sisters, this is in the Tzavah of Yehuda HaChassid. You know, in most Sefer Chassidim, the Tzavah, the famous will of Yehuda HaChassid, is printed, all the Ha'aras that he has for his children, 56 items, Nunvav. 56 items, a lot of some are more famous than others, about cutting fingernails, and whenever you close up a hole when you do construction, you got to leave a little opening for the shaitim, right? All different things that are quoted here, but they shouldn't marry someone with the same name, father-in-law, son-in-law, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. But then he also has, in Os Chafhei, Lo Yisu Shneachim Shneachios. Two brothers should have married two sisters. And in the footnote here, in the Makara Chesed, this is where he quotes all the Achronim, and Berosham, the Note of Yehuda. How can the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid say such a thing? It's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Dalid, 80 Zugos brothers, Kohanim, Nesuin, Shmonim, Zugos, Achios, Kohanos. Right, so many examples. This Gemara doesn't sound like from the Mishnah that they did things wrong here. It's just giving examples of marriages. So he says, okay, he would say that it doesn't wrong. But, of course, the famous words of the Note of Yehuda, it must be that he just wrote this for his family. He didn't write this for all of Klal Yisrael. He saw Beruah Kodesho that these Zivugim would not be Olin Yafeh, but it wasn't meant for all of Klal Yisrael, right? That's one. That's Osa Chafeh, but again, there's a lot here. If anybody wants to ever research the lines, the one that I just mentioned before about the closing up the windows, Lo Yistom Adam Chalon O Pesach Lagamre Shali Yaziko Ashedim Ki Darkan Latespo Ela Yinko Bonekef. Okay, that's an Os Chaf. Lo Yisav Asachiv, you shouldn't marry your niece, right? The Gemara says you should marry your niece. Right? That's the Note of Yehuda's problems with this. With this tzava. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chaluk and Alav Chaver, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's friends argue on him. Right? What did Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said? He was the one on the bottom here that said the Medvar Mamurim. He said this only applies by Cheresh Meikaro, but Pikech Vanis Cheresh you can write. But says Rabbi Yochanan, he understood Rabbi Shimon Gamliel as not explaining the Tanakhama there in the Tosefta, but as arguing on him. Amar Abaya, Fanana Metanina. We also have a Mishnah from there in Yevamis that supports that this is a machlokas. Nishtes lo yotzi. If a woman becomes a shota after she was married, then you're not allowed to divorce her. Not allowed to divorce her. Why? Because she's not going to have anybody to protect her. So nishtes lo yotzi. Nischaresh hu. Oh, nishtate. If he becomes a cheresh or a shota, lo yotzi olamis. He can never divorce her. So my alumnus, what is that extra word teaching me? The first line just says lo yotzi. The second one says lo yotzi olamis. My olamis lav avagav diachal adabri mitochak sav. Isn't that emphasizing that even if you can write it, you can't write it, which is against Rav Shimon Gamliel. But that shows that he's arguing on the Tanakama. Amar of Papa. Rav Papa says I don't think you had to say that. Ilav dashbina Rav Yochanan. If Rav Yochanan hadn't said that Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakama, Hava Amina Rav Shimon Gamliel lefrushi time at the Tanakama who da asa. I would have thought he's coming to explain the words of the Tanakama in the Tosefta. Umai olamis, and what does olamis mean? What is that emphasizing in the second line of the Mishnah? Avagav de chazina le de charif. Even though you see he's very smart, you see as da still no, we don't allow him. Or inami look at Rabbi Yitzchak, or maybe the olamis is teaching me Rabbi Yitzchak. Dom Rabbi Yitzchak dvar Torah showed him his kareshes. Midi dehavi apikachas bal karcha. Really, it's just contrasting to the first line of the Tosefta, because the first line of Tosefta says you can't divorce a shota. Really, on a daraisa level, you can, because a bal karcha, right, a woman does not need das in order to have divorced. Umatam amri, and miskareshesh lo yinagu baman and kefker. Right, we don't have to be protected. But that's different than the second line of olamis, which is a daraisa. Right, so that's why I might have mentioned olamis. But, Papa said, I wouldn't have said they're arguing, but you know what, Rabbi Yochanan said it. Rabbi Yochanan said it, so I have to say that they are arguing. There is a machlokas we shown him. What happens if a man does it anyway? What if he divorces his shota wife? Does that work on a daraisa level? The Rambam says, but the Evid, it works. Gerush, Gerush of Gerushin, and the Tur quotes Rishonim, and it's a machlokas mechaber in the Ramah, whether it works b'di'evit or not. Again, the Chazal say it should not be done if a woman cannot take care of herself. But machlokas Rishonim, whether it is okay b'di'evit. Okay, I guess we'll continue. Amrulo, says the Mishnah. Now we're getting back to the Mishnah that we discussed back on Daf Samach Vav. It's clear from the Rashis on this Mishnah that Rashi had the prakim flipped. Rashi had Misha Achzu before Paraka Omer Hiskabel, right? Because here he's referring to, he says, look, l'kaman, and really for us it's la'el. So either way. So Rashi says, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Amrulo, nechtov gel ishtacha. If they say to a man, should we write a get for your wife? Why would Lang Suf? He says, yeah, write a get for my wife. So what do they do? Amrulah sofer v'kasav, v'la edim v'chasav. So they tell a sofer to write, they get edim to sign it before he commands edim. Afo bisha kasvu, v'chasmu, v'nasu lo, even if they write it, sign it, and then they give it back to the husband. V'chasav v'nasu lo, then he gives it to his wife. Hari aget batel. Batel, totally no good. Why? Ashayom ala sofer, kasav, v'la edim chasomu. Because here he never told the edim. He just told them to write the get. There was no tzivi abal. So that's why it would not... it would not be kosher here. Says the Gemara, Taima de lo amar tnu. What the reason is because he didn't say the words tnu. He just said, write it. Ha amar tnu nosnin. If he would have said tnu, then that would have been okay. Even though he didn't say chasumu, he just said, write it and give it. Obviously, you have to have signatures in order to give it. Ha amar tnu, that would be okay, and the other people could get edim, mani Rabbi Meiri. Damar mili mimser on l'shliach. So is that like Rabbi Meir, who says that shliach A could appoint shliach B, right against Rabbi Yossi? Because there, the person, the Baal, said to the first group, give it, but he didn't tell them who should sign it. So now we're saying that they could tell other people to sign it. Ema Seifa, but look at the last line of the Mishnah. Acha yomer l'sofer ksov ula edim chasumu. Right? It says it beferish. Asan l'Rabbi Yossi, damar mili lo mimser on l'shliach. Right? Sounds like Rabbi Yossi shita of mili. So how do you, what is the shita of our Mishnah? So there are going to be four suggestions in the Gemara. We're not going to get to all of them today, but let's at least start. Number one, Reish Rabbi Meir, v'sefer Rabbi Yossi. That's really the first option, right? Should we say the two lines of the Mishnah reflect different shitos? The first line, Rabbi Meir, the second line, Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, in, Reish Rabbi Meir, v'sefer Rabbi Yossi. Okay, number one. We'd never like to say that, though, so we go on to other answers. Let's just try to do number two. Abaya Amar Kula Rabbi Meiri. Really, the whole Mishnah is reflecting Rabbi Meir, Mili, Mimsiri, L'Shliach. A Shliach can make a second Shliach, even if there's nothing tangible there, all the different Shatim we spoke about. V'hacham mayaskinan de lo amar tnu. The problem here is that he didn't say tnu in the Reisha. So they have no, they don't even know what, it's not that it's just a problem of making, giving over the Shlichus. They weren't commanded to do this at all. Wasn't that they were supposed to do something and now they're passing it over? They weren't even commanded to do it. Ihachi achi omar tnu mi boilei. So then that's what the Seifa should say. If it's Rabbi Meir, it's just, it shouldn't say ula edem chasumu. So the Gemara says, elahachem ayaskina delo amar lebeit lasa. Okay, it must be, maybe he didn't say it to three people. We had a discussion back on Daf Samach Vav. You say it to three people, say it to two people, do you make him a bezdin? Maybe that's the problem. So ihachi achi omar l'shloshim mi boilei. Still, if it's Rabbi Meir Shita, you shouldn't have in the last line, ula edem chasumu. You shouldn't have to say that. So that's why we're still stuck in terms of who is the author of the Mishnah. We try to say it's split, we try to say it's Rabbi Meir. We're going to stop by number three, we're going to do three and four tomorrow. So I could just get in one more thought, and that is, getting back to Amud Aleph, we spoke about the Bechor. Just to remember, this has come up in the past, how many mitzvahs do we count for Yerusha? The Rambam, the Chinuch have one mitzvah. One mitzvah tough in the Chinuch. Mitzvah 400. The Rambam, can't forget this one. It's easy way to remember. Which mitzvah would you think Yerusha? Yerusha is the only mitzvah a person does basically after they die. It's the mitzvah 248. The last mitzvah in the Rambam, Sefer HaMitzvahs, he has the mitzvah of Yerusha. That's not a coincidence. The Rambam and the Chinuch have one mitzvah. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says, no, you need three mitzvos of Yerusha. You need one mitzvah of Yerusha, you need one mitzvah of giving a double portion to the Bechor, and you need another mitzvah, lo saaseh, not giving a double portion to the Bechor. Lo yuchal avaker. Three mitzvahs the Ramban counts. And the shail is, the discussion of the Achronim is the lundis behind the Rambam and the Ramban. The question is, when a Bechor gets Pishnayim, can he be mochel Pishnayim? Yes. Could a person be mochel his Yerusha? That's not so clear. That's not so clear. Why? Because Yerusha might be automatic. The question is the double portion similar to Yerusha in Lamdis, or is it more of a gift? It's a special schus that he has, but it's not the same as the Yerusha. So that's the issue. That's the crux of what's behind this issue. The Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam feels that it's connected, right? It's more of an outgrowth. This person gets one, this person gets two, but it's all Yerusha. It's all the same mechanism, and therefore it's all the same mitzvah. The Ramban obviously feels otherwise. The Ramban feels double portion, something totally different. It's working differently than Yerusha, and therefore it's counted as a separate mitzvah. As we mentioned many times, what's the L'mai Nafkamina, many ask. Why do we have to have Sefer Mitzvahs? Why do we care how many mitzvahs there are? Because conceptually, that's what it all is. It's all conceptual. It's all lamdas, right? To teach us whether the rules of Bechor are just an outgrowth of Yerusha or not. Again, the Mitzvah Samaf discusses this, as well as the other Mefarshim on the Rambam, but we'll stop here. Okay, we'll stop by Ella Kula, by Rabbi Yossi, the third pshat in the Mishnah.